easy. Your weekend starts now.
Little Birdie told us it was Friday. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Moose Breezy!
We're the only ones in the building, so we can say whatever we want.
All right, Breeze. 63 for the high today, and yeah, that's it, but we'll take it because the sun is peaking.
The weather's like Labor Day? Yeah, we're going to do a hard and fast stop. We didn't start until after Memorial Day, and we're going to end right at Labor Day.
Huge announcement. Something big happened. Breezy has been keeping this quiet. The moment has arrived.
Well, I was embarrassed.
She has an announcement, and yes, it's worth talking about. I'll let you do the honors. Go ahead.
So, I did something a little psycho, but I did receive a ring.
You received a ring.
I received a ring.
This is very...
Some would call it an engagement ring. But the problem is that it came via FedEx, and I ordered it myself.
Right, of course. What any woman would do, order her engagement ring through the mail for herself.
And it was only hearty $20 on TikTok Shop. So basically what's been going on is... There has been whispers of Patrice and I potentially getting engaged. And I don't know when. I don't know how. I don't know where.
When you say whispers, when she's in REM sleep, you're whispering in her ear, you're going to propose to me on this date wearing this outfit.
So there's been chats, and she thinks I'm nuts because, and I think I'm kind of nuts too, but I'm wondering if there's other women that can back me up on this and make me feel less alone and less nuts.
I'm
taking a shot in the dark here. I'm really sticking my neck out, but I ordered this like fake engagement ring on TikTok Shop for $20. Because, and I know everyone's like, you're psychotic. I get
it. Do you have it with you?
I get it. No, I don't.
Oh.
I don't. So I ordered it because, well.
Why did you order this?
I don't wear rings.
Right. You don't really wear a ton of jewelry.
And I need to get used to it. And I need to figure out how it feels, if I can handle it.
There, first of all, you're wasting your time because you're comparing a $20 ring to one that might cost $7,500. It's a different feel altogether.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's great. It's great quality. It's heavy.
It's great quality.
It really, honestly, I don't really know the difference. But I was wearing it yesterday. I was wearing it around.
Sure.
And I showed my mom, and she was appalled.
I can imagine.
She was disgusted.
I have to ask, ladies, would you ever buy yourself a fake engagement ring just to practice? How many of you have taken a $20 ring for a test drive to see how it might feel? 585-252-9800. Because part of me feels bad for you, and I don't know why.
Oh, why?
I don't know. Like,
no,
how?
Because this, so here's what it comes down to. When I do get engaged one day,
yeah,
I will have this ring as my travel ring, as my fake ring. So when I go on the lake somewhere, when I leave the state, when I leave the country, I don't want to bring my ring really out of the county.
So when it's time to have a baby and get pregnant, are you going to take a fake pregnancy test just for practice?
I could, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's kind of how it goes.
Hello, PXY.
Hello, good morning.
Well, hey, Patrice. Oh, Breezy's girlfriend, everyone. Do you tell me what's going on in your apartment. What the hell is happening? Do you hear this?
I'm just as lost as everyone else. Yep, so I hear it loud and clear.
When you came home, please tell me you saw this on her finger.
Moose, we went to go look at houses yesterday, and she showed up with the ring on. I was like, I didn't know you were engaged. This is news to me.
What is the first thought that went through your head?
Honestly, for me, it was more of a practicality. I'm more upset that I spent thousands of dollars on this future potential ring where she, when she bought this $20 ring and she's loving it and wearing it. I'm about to go return the ring.
Wait, so do you already... What are you saying? Do you have a ring you already purchased?
Do you have a ring?
I already have a deposit. There's a deposit been put down.
Oh, my God.
So you're saying there's already a potential ring. You already put a deposit down. This is happening 100%.
100% is a large percentage. I'd say at least 80% chance. I don't know. We'll see. The fake ring is wild, so the chances are dwindling by the day.
This is a lot. How many of you have purchased a wedding dress even though you were single for practice?
So actually, no, listen. My mom, and shame on my mom, Bethy, because she gave me so much shade yesterday.
As she
my
should.
My mom bought her wedding dress before she was even engaged.
No.
Yes, she did.
She was with your dad.
She was dating my dad, but they were not engaged. She saw it on a sale, and she was like, I gotta have it. So her throwing shade at me is absolutely insane.
I don't know what's worse, buying the dress before you're even engaged or buying the ring.
If the price is right.
For 20 bucks.
If the price is right. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I'm just curious what everyone else's partner would think.
Patrice, if anything, I'm looking out for you and your assets and your financial future, because I don't want to get us into a situation, when I say us, I mean me, where I'm wearing said ring and then I lose it or it falls or now it's in the bottom of Candago Lake.
Patrice.
That's why I needed the fake one.
Yeah, I mean,
it's called insurance. There is a thing called insurance that you just purchase and you can wear the real deal and then you lose it and you get a brand new one.
She's so manipulative. She always says she's looking out for everyone else. She's looking out for herself.
No, this is most ridiculous. She's only looking out for herself.
Right.
This is all...
Are you sure you want to do this?
Like I said, the chances are dwindling by the day.
Right. Can I ask how much you put down for the deposit?
They were generous. They only made me put down $1,000.
That was very nice of them.
It was very nice. I can get the money back if I need to.
It's not bad considering the ring was $1,150.
Right, exactly.
All right, well, thanks for calling up.
Thanks, Patrice. I love you.
By the way, can I ask you something real quick before you leave? Does this make you less attracted to her whatsoever? You just don't care. You're used to it.
At this point, I'm used to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you still love her.
Yeah, I still love her. Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Not you trying to get her to break up with me. Not you trying to get her to call off the engagement.
This is just... I can't believe you did this. You're walking around with a
How can you not believe I did this? This is so on brand for me. I need the practice, and I need to figure out if it's something I can tolerate. What if I get this? What if I get this rock, and I'm like, oh, I don't like the way this feels on my finger. I need to get used to it.
I'm just saying, it's all too weird for me, and I've done some weird things alone.
Can I tell you a secret?
What's that?
Just you and I, just us girls.
Sure.
I slept with it on last night.
That's why your finger's green.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to play 98
PX. I absolutely love seeing kids have entrepreneurial spirit. It's truly the best. I also love Center for Youth. Do a lot of work with them when it comes to Rochester Fashion Week and everything in between. And a group of Rochester kids turned an idea into a real impact yesterday on Thursday. So 6 young students held a bake sale to benefit Center for Youth, and the kids hunkered down in the kitchen for more than 2 days.
What did they make?
I'm not quite sure. They advertised throughout their neighborhoods with signs, and Thursday, they presented the profits of their hard work to the organization. So it says they made cookies, they made cakes, all of the cute little bake sale goodies. Said, we've done this bake sale for the past 3 years, and we've done it for a bunch of different international causes. And this year, we wanted to do something a little more local. The bake sale raised $711.50, and that will all go directly towards the Center for Youth to help create opportunities for local youth in need.
Get that bag.
Get that bag, Patricia.
I love when kids do this. I did something similar in school to raise money. We did calzones. We didn't do brownies or cookies.
He goes, we did something a little more simple. We just did a full pizza folded in half.
No, but I'll never forget. Parents are so supportive. Like, even if these cookies sucked, everyone is going to be like, these are the best cookies I've ever had. That's what you're supposed to do, right?
Right.
Well, leave it to my father. I made this calzone, and they had all the ingredients you wanted, anything. But most people were doing, like, pepperoni, cheese, a normal calzone.
Right.
I put raisins in mine, and I brought it home.
You've always had massive issues. You definitely have. Yeah.
I was like, you know, my dad ate it. He's like, oh, my God, what is this?
This is the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth.
Of course, my mother's like, this is so good.
And that's the difference between the two of them. Right. Yeah.
It's really, really great. Guys, serious question this morning, because as you know, Breezy and I, we're always asking the hard-hitting questions.
Okay, this is more of a you question than a me question, but ask away.
We've been hearing people debate this for years, and honestly, we're not sure where we land in this, but we would love to hear from you. Does this make cheating more acceptable?
I know exactly where I land in this.
If you found out your partner did this instead of the other, we'll tell you what it is and talk about it coming up next on PXY.
Always will be.
It's PXY yeah. Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Well, this is
just
interesting.
Do it. Ask your stupid question.
Men, legitimate question this morning. Let's say you discovered that, well, baby, now let's make love tonight. Let's say that.
This is the dumbest segment we've ever
done. You discovered that your woman cheated on you. That would obviously hurt quite a bit. But would you feel better if if the person she cheated on you with was a woman? Yes or no? 585-252-9800, because they did a study where they asked a group of men if cheating is more acceptable if their girlfriend cheated on them with another woman instead of a man, and a majority of men said that would hurt less. But why? Because I would assume your ego would hurt just as much.
It would hurt more to know that they had to go elsewhere. You can't provide even half of what they found somewhere else.
That's not what men are saying, though.
Some men are just very dumb. I'm so sorry.
So basically, they're not self-aware of what's really going on in this situation.
It's like, ew, Jonathan. Keep it in your pants.
And I started thinking about it, and I was like,
it just goes to show how unattractive she is to you that she literally had to go find the exact opposite of you.
No, I don't think that's what it is, though. I don't know. I mean,
that's what it is. So, trust me.
So, women, if you found out your guy like went full Brokeback Mountain on you, would that hurt less instead of you finding out he cheated with another woman?
No.
I find this fascinating.
This is the difference between men and women, okay? First of all, women getting cheated on by men, that's just a Tuesday. Nothing shocking there.
Breezy, give me a break.
No, don't start dumping on men. I'm not.
You've never dated a guy.
That's not true. I've dated many a guy, unfortunately. That's why I'm in the situation I am today. But it's just so funny how you think that it would be like all peachy keen. Not at all. Not only would a woman be devastated that she was cheated on, but also devastated because her whole life, and whether it be relationship, marriage, I don't care what the status of your relationship is, has been an absolute lie. The person that you've been with has not been able to, first of all, they don't like you. Second of all, they aren't living their full authentic life. They're not even attracted to anyone that looks like you.
Well, you know, it's crazy because why do people cheat? They're obviously lacking something within their relationship. They're not getting something. And I knew this.
Or something within themselves.
When I was in California, I met this dude and his wife cheated on him with another woman. And I don't know. They're still together this day, which I find odd.
The girl? Her and the girl?
No.
Oh.
The husband and his wife. I guess
they probably have an open marriage now. She's like, let me do what I need to do. Like hunting wives, you know?
I didn't see it.
What?
But I hear a lot of good
things.
You
haven't seen Hunting Wives?
Well, what's the hype about when it comes to Hunting Wives?
It's such a good show.
What makes it great? Is there a lot of sex scenes in it?
Oh my God, there's so much sex.
Oh yeah, I should probably
so much check it sex. Out. There's like never been more sex, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Even more than Bridgerton?
I didn't watch that show.
Oh, that's
I can't do accents. Anyways,
oh, let me.
They yeah, that's it's just it's a wild.
Hello, PXY.
What the heck is wrong with you two?
Oh,
this is unbelievable.
Dear.
Teresa, you know, I wish when you called, you'd introduce yourself and
yeah,
say hello.
Yeah, you always just come in so hot.
How come you never say hi?
Come on. Listen, guys, you know, the more and more I listen to you, the more I think you guys need to be medicated. This is unbelievable.
Not the two-for-one lobotomy.
I hope, you know, the only reason I listen is to try to win tickets, okay?
Right.
Why are you asking this question?
Because okay? I found it to be fascinating.
It's making me sick. If you found out your girlfriend cheated with another girl, would that be okay? What the hell? You two are disgusting.
Again, please don't put me in this category.
Let me guess. This is another question that Moose was dying to ask, right?
Yeah, you hit it on the head. You hit it on the head.
Breezy, listen. You guys, you sit there giggling like a teenager. You know, and Moose,
I'm just as disgusted. I'm just as disgusted as you, Teresa. Please,
spare me. You need to get checked. You need to get checked. Okay,
spare me.
It doesn't matter if a woman. Listen, it doesn't matter if it's a woman, a man, or a freaking garden gnome. Okay, cheating is cheating. End of story. Let me tell you something. My daughter, she's single, going through a horrible divorce.
How long has this divorce lasted?
Listen. My other daughter, her husband's amazing, okay? If he cheated on her, it doesn't matter if it's with a man or a woman. She still would be hurt.
Teresa,
no one's saying that.
The majority of men that were asked said they would feel less hurt.
Come on.
Let me ask you, Teresa, serious question, though. Let's paint a picture here. You just came home from Scott Miller. You got a beautiful blowout, and you're excited to come home and show your husband. The lights are off. You walk into the house, your husband's on the sofa spooning another man. That feel less painful?
You guys need help. You know, this is just, it's disgusting. Yeah, every time
again,
I listen to this show, I swear I'm never calling again. And here I am.
I say that every week.
Somebody's got to tell you the truth and hold you accountable. You guys give me a stomachache. Why can't you talk about something nice like family dinners and everyone around the table? It's unbelievable. You really need help.
Why can't we talk about family dinners? No, we prefer DoorDash.
Oh, my God. You know what? You're sick. You're sick. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. Teresa. Thanks for calling in.
She always adds so much, you know.
She really does.
Listen. My daughters, listen. We're listening.
You need help.
Let me go over to Josh real quick. Honest, it's crazy you guys bring this up because I had the same conversation with my girlfriend last week about this. And yes, if she cheated, I would be hurt, but a lot less hurt if I found out it was with another woman. Have a great day. Asking the hard-hitting questions Monday through Friday right here on 98.1 Mornings. 98 PXY.